Well, good morning, everybody. I've never heard good morning mumbled through muffles. That's good. I love that. It's great to see you this morning, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you've been able to join us in person or whether you're online with us at home. We are delighted that you're here with us, together distanced or together apart, as we look to worship our Savior Jesus. A few announcements as we get started this morning. Unfortunately, in light of government guidance, we're not going to be able to meet in person now on Christmas Day. However, we are going to have a short online service at 10 o'clock. Don't be too sad. When else could you rock up the church in your new Christmas pajamas? So do please join us with you and your family on Christmas morning. And although we can't be together, we would love to see you. We'd love to see one another, bless each other, wish each other a happy Christmas. So everybody is encouraged and invited to send Ben a short Happy Christmas message this week via WhatsApp. So what we're looking for here, just something simple, a 5-second clip of you giving us a wave saying Happy Christmas from the Bells or Happy Christmas from the Rices or whatever your family is, whatever you are. You can be as creative or as simple as you like. Wear festive gear, show off your tree, dress as an angel if you like. But because we want to include as many people as possible in this, do keep it short and sweet. So just a few seconds or you won't make the cut. And please send that to Ben via WhatsApp by Tuesday and we can enjoy greeting one another on Christmas Day. Tonight we have our online carol service at 7 o'clock. Please join us for that. Please share it with your family and your friends as well. And next Sunday, again, on the 27th of December, we'll be online. It's a service that will be led by the moderator, David Bruce. That's been made available to all PCI congregations. But Ben will also have a little prayer reflection for us at St. Field Road at the end of that as we look back as a church family over 2020 and look ahead into 2021. Finally, if you're able to join us this afternoon after the 2:30 service, we'd love to have a few helpers to help us give out around the community some little gift packs. We're going to be visiting 500 homes in the local community with a Christmas card, a chocolate coin, and one of these, a good news message, Christmas hope in a COVID world, around 500 homes. God's continuing to build his kingdom, so let's be praying that God will use those to turn hearts towards him. And if you're able to join us around 3:20, please text Ben before you come, just so we can know who's coming and set aside enough cards for each helper. Now, we're absolutely delighted that Bea McGill is able to join us on video today as she lights our next Advent candle.
We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ. As Simeon took the baby Jesus in his arms, he praised God, saying, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." Luke chapter 2, verses 30 to 32. Let us live in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, the hope of the nations.
That's great to see, Bea. We come today to behold him, to actually see him and to worship him and adore him. Jesus Christ the Lord, our Lord. So let's do that together now as we stand and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Let us pray. As we come now to pray, we declare with the psalmist David, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. So, Father, it is a miracle that anyone can stand before you, but we are here before you and we can be only because of Jesus. We love you and we can say that only because you first loved us and drew us to yourself. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you welcome us here. Forgive us for forgetting this and for how we have been this week, sometimes self-seeking and proud, sometimes fearful and faithless, sometimes lazy and careless. But help us to want to be different this week. Help us by your Spirit to actually be different. Reset our hearts and minds and help us to worship you. Today, we come on the fourth Sunday of Advent with expectant, waiting hearts, waiting to meet with you, to be in your presence, to hear your voice. We come to you now, Father, Son, and Spirit, the three in one God who is beyond our understanding. We welcome you here among us, and we wait for your voice. In these weeks, we are saturated with the Christmas story. We know it so well. But we think now of the young Mary and Joseph shunning the scandal and whispers of neighbors, beginning to recognize the Savior of the world, not only in their arms, but also in their hearts. May we too recognize Jesus, only Jesus, as our Savior and as Lord of our lives, the only one to receive our worship. We think of the shepherds out in the dark hills, terrified at the sight of the angels. The invitation to go and find the Christ child was so compelling that they pushed through their fears and went to worship him. May we too shed our fears and everything which hinders us, and may we seek you and find you and worship you. We think of the wise men in their quest to find the reason for the unusual star, and disregarding the commands of the powerful Herod, they went instead to worship the true ruler and creator of the universe in the form of a newly born baby. In the same way, may we not be dazzled and drawn in by the shiny, powerful people and things around us, but worship only you with our whole hearts. May our hearts too be drawn to the Christ child who was helpless, dependent on his mother's care, yet who flung the stars and planets into space. The Jesus who chose to be here for us, to save us and to welcome us into his family. So help us now, and help us throughout this Christmas season and in the uncertain weeks ahead, to seek only you, to worship only you, to trust only you with our whole hearts. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
As Johnny's said, sadly, this is the last day and the last services we can have in person in the building this year. And so in these last services, we wanted to take a moment to say a thank you. So I'm going to invite Brian and Myrtle Agus to come up and join me here just for a moment to say thank you. Myrtle, I think I'm right in saying that you have been playing the organ here at Saintfold Road for 26 years. Is that right? Come on up and stand up here, and I'll. Somebody asked you to do it for 6 months. Is that right? Beware in the last vacancy before Alistair Bill. Beware the minister who asks you to do something just for a short time. But thank you so much. And I know, Brian, alongside that time, you also have been faithfully playing and leading us in our worship. We have really, really appreciated how Brian and Myrtle have played for us in our worship through all those years and led us in our praise of God. But they are at this point, I'm not sure what the phrase is here, hanging up your organ shoes, taking your foot off the pedal. I thought of that a moment ago, do you know? And stepping back from playing in our Sunday services. I'm so grateful that they've said they'll still be available for playing for services of Thanksgiving, but we want to mark this moment. And this decision you've come to, and say thank you for how you've played for our services and for the glory of God. So in any other situation, Brian, I'd give you a hearty English handshake. But we've got a gift and a heartfelt thanks for you. Again, I'd love to be able to hand over, but appropriately, they're on the organ. So please, in fact, I think we'd quite like you to unwrap it here. So there's a present just on the organ, and there's some flowers there too. I'm going to say for you both, but for Myrtle, do grab that. Myrtle, please enjoy those. And between you, there's a little gift there. Ark, please not. Brian, how's your unwrapping? Give us a little unwrap here. Is that all right? Go for it. We want to see, don't we? Brian, this is good practice for Christmas Day. We may be overpacked it, so. Right, it's so grateful. And there's a little inscription on there which says how thankful we are to you. But Brian Myrtle, thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, let's give him another round of applause. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Take it away. Sure, you take it, Brian, or you? Thank you. We come to our reading, and we've got Matthew Mullen reading for us at each of our services this morning by the wonder of technology. So that's going to be on the screen as Matthew reads to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 38.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marvelled at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
We're going to sing again. We'll stay seated as we sing this time, but we're going to sing "Away in a Manger."
Jesus, may
Well, I don't know about you, but there's been one question that's dominated my chats this week, and it's all been about who's coming. Who's coming on Christmas Day, or who's not coming on Christmas Day? Who's part of your Christmas bubble? Who is going to be there? So I thought we could play a little game this morning as we get going with our talk here, a little game called Who's Coming Today? Okay, so what we're going to have on the screen is we've got various people from Saintfield Road, maybe not in their usual attire, maybe not as you might know them, and we're going to reveal a little section of them at a time, a wee bit like catchphrase for those of a certain generation who can remember catchphrase, and as Roy Walker would say, you want to say what you... Lovely, brilliant. Okay, so if you can guess who it is, you can... Well, I won't be able to hear you, so just say something or wave, or once you've recognized them, let us know. Even just wave or say something, because I'll not hear and you'll look intelligent. Okay, so let's see who's up first. So we have a first little clip going on here. Okay, anyone recognizing? Okay, so we've got the second bit coming. Maybe some people are starting to recognize now. Okay, any waves if anyone? Okay, and we've got a few waves going on here, yes. And final reveal, we've got, who is it? Who have we got? We've got Zara. Yes, Zara just turned up at our interns meeting dressed like this. I have no idea why. Okay, let's see up who's up next. Let's see who's coming next. Okay, we don't see very much going on here, but we've got looks like a bit of a police car. Okay, so there's something we can see. A wee bit of bling going on there in the hand. Any reveal yet? No? Okay, Crime Stoppers. Anyone recognize this character yet? Very shifty looking, I would suggest. Let's see. Will the final one give it away? Okay. Okay, we've got DC Ben Walker. Ben Coppers. Okay, right, let's see who have we got up next. Okay, we've got two people in this one. Okay, right, let's see if anyone's got a reveal. Okay, we've got someone short with a bit of a mustache going on there on the right. Someone looking a bit more dapper in a tweed, maybe. Okay, let's see, any more? Give us a wave if you can work out who's in this picture, who's in it. Okay, we've got a few more on the final one. Yes, we've got Sherlock Holmes and Watson, or myself and Jill. Okay, and the final one, this is my favorite. Okay, let's see, who's coming today? Okay, we'll see ya. Okay, right, okay, let's see if a wee bit more helpful. Okay, the very jolly elf, okay. Think yes, and what about, okay, so who have we got here? Give us a wave if you know who it is. In fact, shout it out, who is it? Yes, the Tornies love a wee bit of dress up, don't they? And the skinniest looking Santa that you've ever seen in your life. Okay, so who's coming today? Some of those characters for today. Ben.
who's coming has been the... I'm going to walk into a manger. Who's coming has been a question, and Advent means coming. We've been thinking about Advent throughout Advent E20M, which you may have watched, and you can go back and watch previous episodes. I think the box set is on, well, not iPlayer, but on the website. And throughout that, we've been thinking about Advent and what it means. But what Advent actually means is coming. Who's coming? And it's all about the coming of Jesus, obviously. Perhaps you've seen, we've been talking on Advent E20M a little bit about Advent blocks. I've got some out on the table there. They're these little blocks that are numbered, and each day numbered from 1 to 25, you work your way through throughout Advent. And each day they've got a little picture for a story on, and then they turn around, and there's a letter on each one. Well, on day 20, actually, which is today, the story that it comes to is the one that we heard Matthew read, the story of Mary and Joseph bringing their little baby, Jesus, 8 days old, to the temple to give a sacrificial thanksgiving offering for him. And there they met two older people, Anna and Simeon, who had been waiting for this coming. And after all that time, and after all the story of the Bible that we've worked through, here finally come, finally arrived, is this baby Jesus. And as the blocks turn around and say, he is Emmanuel, God with us. The coming has finally come.
So for those who watch their Advent E20, the first thing we said about Advent is that it is all about waiting, counting down the days, waiting for Jesus to come, waiting for Jesus' birth. And I wonder what you're like with waiting, or what the people sitting beside you are like with waiting for things. I'm not well known for my patience in the Bell household. Waiting can be hard, can't it? Whether we're waiting on a package that's arriving in the post, whether we're waiting for the new movie or Netflix series to be released, whether it's a letter of offer from uni, kids, whether it's waiting to open that present under the tree, wondering what it could be, or I guess for all of us, waiting for that promised vaccine to arrive and life after this pandemic, more free. Waiting can be hard. And Simeon, this wonderful old man, has spent his life waiting, his whole life, waiting for God to reveal his plan, waiting for God to appear, to show up, to come. I wonder if there was days when he thought, will it ever happen? Will what's promised ever arrive? But imagine what that day was like for Simeon, that incredible day when Jesus appeared in the temple as a baby. Simeon saw and hailed what he had been waiting for all those years.
In the next week in Advent E20 Minutes, we talked about giving. Now, if you watched that, you would have seen Johnny coming in with this big parcel with a bow on top, and he was all excited, and he sat down and he went, Jill, there's a big present for you. And it was like, this is so exciting. So I opened it and there was more ribbon inside. And then I looked and I saw a book, and it was Sir Bobby Robson. And then there was a football hat, now a Newcastle hat. And then what else did we have, Johnny? There was a picture of some football ground. Yeah, and you know, he was so excited, and he just loved it, and it was so, so kind. But do you know, the thing is, I don't like football, and Johnny just, he was just so pleased, and I just was so grateful outwardly, and it wasn't your best gift, Johnny, was it?
No.
But we did have a lot of fun doing it. So not all gifts are just exactly what we want. But Jesus is God's perfect gift to us. Advent reminds us that Jesus coming to earth as a baby is a gift from God to us. As Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, they knew he was a gift from God to them. They began to realize it as God showed it to them. Simeon and Anna, who we've heard about, who were in the temple, they began to know they loved God and knew that Jesus was a gift from God for all God's people. Now, Jesus wasn't a gift that everybody was necessarily expecting. The Messiah, the Savior of the world, in tiny baby form, was not what people were expecting. Perhaps people expected a big warrior, a king on a horse with a sword and things like that. But Jesus came as a little helpless baby. Jesus wasn't necessarily the gift either that everyone would accept. Some people found him challenging, and some people still do, as is the case with some gifts. But Jesus is God's gift of love for people everywhere. And Mary and Joseph had come to give their gifts to God, to show their dedication, and to express their thanks to God for this very special gift of the baby Jesus. So we also, at Christmas time, give gifts to those we love as a reminder of God's gift to us, of Jesus coming to earth to us and for us.
And last week on E20M, we talked about celebrating Advent, as celebrating. We had our socially distant staff Christmas party, and we all came dressed very appropriately, me as a shepherd. Moni came as a wise woman. Jill was an angel, and Johnny was a minion. And we had a great time and great fun, and we ended up singing very beautifully at the end. We celebrate in Advent that Jesus has come to us, and we sing and we praise God in all sorts of ways. And there in the story, Anna, this lady of at least 84, we read, whose life has had its sadness, she celebrated and she gave thanks to God when she saw the coming of Jesus. And she spoke to others who had also been waiting. And together, they then celebrated. So it's not actually just Anna celebrating at Advent time. It's people together celebrating. Advent calls us to celebrate together. Now, that has been really difficult this year and this Advent. And we're able to do that a bit today, whether we're here together or whether we're joining together online. And we're so pleased, even in this year, for any safe opportunity to do that. And for the technology that means that in one way or another, we can celebrate together, even apart. But Advent calls us to celebrate that Jesus has come to us and to share that good news with others too, just as Anna started telling other people. So that's what we're doing this afternoon when we're handing around these Christmas cards and chocolate coins and a message of the good news to people in our area. We're sharing that good news. And that's what we're doing if you watch the carol service tonight and share that with others online. But we also remember at Advent that not only has Jesus come, but he is coming again. So he was born and he lived. And even though he died, he rose again and he's still alive. God with us by his Spirit. And one day he's coming back. He's coming back for his people. And he's coming to make all things right and new. That was the hope that Simeon talked about, the redemption that Anna gave thanks for. And that means the story of Advent, not just for Christmas, but it's for life.
We don't just wait for Christmas during Advent. At Christmas, our lives are lived waiting and looking for Jesus to come again. And while we're waiting, we don't just sit around idly twiddling our thumbs, getting spiritually lethargic. We sit around waiting that the promised King is on his way. That God's plans are at work even whenever things are tough. Actively working for God and his kingdom as we wait to see it fully fulfilled. And that actually God has purpose for us in the waiting as well. I wonder if you ever get that delivery notification on your phone, the promise that your parcel is on the way that day. And it's at that moment that we can wait confidently, expectantly, eagerly, joyfully for that parcel that's coming. We know it's going to arrive. And as believers, we have an even bigger promise that King Jesus is coming back to make everything right again. So we can wait confidently, expectantly, eagerly, and joyfully for his arrival. And he will be exactly on time.
And we don't just give presents at Christmas time. We are called, if we are Jesus people, to give ourselves, to love other people, to share the love of Jesus every day, every week, every month, every year. And what does that look like? Perhaps it certainly means that we treat people with respect and we love them. But what does that look like? Maybe if you're at school and there's a kid in your class who doesn't have very many friends, who seems a bit lonely, maybe you go and make sure you're friendly to them and look out for them. Look out for your neighbours. It might be looking out for that lonely neighbour who you know doesn't have any family or friends. Or go buy them shopping, or go take something to Storehouse, or give money to Storehouse, or give money to something like Tear Fund, who looks after people throughout the world. If we are Jesus people, we are remembering that God has given Jesus to us, and we want to show love to others as we live lives of love.
We don't just wait or give, but we celebrate too also in life. We don't just celebrate in Advent, we celebrate every day, even in January, that month that feels like it's going to promise very little, but we are people who actually can give thanks for hope that we have every day. And every week we come together, and whether it's together or together apart, we come to celebrate and be renewed in God's promises and the joy that he has brought us because of Jesus, who's come and is coming again. So Simeon held baby Jesus in his arms. Anna stood up and gave thanks. They knew that Jesus' coming wasn't just for Christmas, but for life. Jesus and the hope he brings is for our lives. Reuben, come and lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, we come before you this morning full of thanks as we bring our offerings to you. We thank you that there is food on our table and people to share it with. We thank you that we have a church family and friends who look out for us. We pray for those in our world and our community who just don't have enough to eat or people around them to care for them, especially at Christmas time. We thank you for charities such as Storehouse who are doing your work this Christmas to help to feed families who may be struggling. We pray for those who have lost a loved one this year, and we hope that you draw near to them this time. We pray for those in hospitals who are suffering and in pain because of COVID or through other circumstances. We pray for those who work in our hospitals. We pray that you give them energy as they may face further pressure because so many are falling ill. Help us to be like Paul, who suffered greatly but still chose to trust and follow Jesus through all his struggles. Help us to focus on Jesus this Christmas. We pray this morning for John and Breda in Japan. We pray for them and Jonas that they'd keep healthy so they can continue to do your work. Give them strength and energy. We pray for Gerald and Louise and the boys, Daniel, Jeremiah and James, that they can continue to spread your word in Kenya. We pray for Heather that even though she's home now, that the work she's left in India will be able to continue. Let us pray for all the people who are in school, teachers and students, who may be unsure of the future and what will happen towards the end of the year. We especially pray for the P7s who will have their AQE in the next coming months. God, help us this week to focus more on you than the shopping, food and presents, which may take up so much of our time. Help us to focus on the people around us and all the good things that you have blessed us with. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reuben, thank you. We're going to stand and sing our final carol, Joy to the World. Let's stand and sing together.
Thank you.
Let's join in and saying the grace to one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.